This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If you plan to take up yoga in 2018, you might run into Melissa Scott. She teaches yoga in Birmingham, and for her, it's more than a hobby. She's published a book called White Girl in Yoga Pants, Stories of Yoga, Feminism, and Inner Strength. And as she tells WBHM's Dan Carson, yoga has helped her overcome painful struggles, including an eating disorder and a sexual assault.
You know, I came to the yoga practice as a purely physical practitioner. So I was a dancer from the time I was 3 all the way through college. And I started doing yoga as part of my dance training. And it was just something physical to do to stay in shape. And over time, it became a spiritual practice. It became a mindful practice. It became a place to cry and laugh and work through my stuff. And when I came to the practice, I was kind of deep in the throes of an eating disorder. And had not been diagnosed yet. And yoga, more so than anything, kind of opened the door for me to get healthy.
If you don't mind me asking, what type of eating disorder were you struggling with?
So my major struggle was always with exercise addiction, orthorexia, and some anorexic features as well.
Okay. And yoga has really sort of helped you get past that?
Yeah, it was definitely, it was the number one thing. Of course, with a lot of therapy and work and personal growth and community and all the other things, recovery is not ever one-dimensional. But about a year after I got healthy, I pursued teacher training for yoga. And that, I always say, kind of sealed the deal. Then I had a reason to stay healthy because I was teaching people.
What is it about yoga that helped you deal and heal?
It's a lot of things. If you're doing yoga practice and you're really invested in the practice, you're feeling things. You're feeling physical sensations. You're feeling emotions that come along with those physical sensations. You're really thinking your thoughts without being distracted. And so for me, it's been all that, as I was able to actually feel the feelings that underlied my eating disorder. And once you feel them, you have the opportunity to work through them.
You also use yoga to get past the sexual assault. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So the year before I started doing yoga, I was sexually assaulted twice by an acquaintance. And it was a man who is quite a bit older than me and in a position of power in my life. And not an uncommon story, you know, certainly with the Me Too movement, we know that a lot of women have been through similar things. But it took me about 10 years to actually call that a sexual assault, what happened to me. I had a lot of what a lot of people experience. I had a lot of shame. I had a lot of guilt. I had a lot of self-blame around that. Talked about it and wrote about it, but, you know, yoga was there.
Well, given that you found this niche and you were helping other people, why write the book?
That's a really good question. At the end of 2016, like a lot of people, found myself in a really dark place. Culturally, it was a difficult time. A lot of people were struggling with the direction the country was going, and I was affected by that. And at the same time, I had a personal relationship fall apart. I was just sitting in a place of a lot of grief and a lot of sadness. And I have always, in times of great sadness, gotten very creative and made something. I realized that I had a lot of old blog posts and had a few people around me go, just do it. Just put it together and see what happens.
What do you hope this book does for people? What do you hope to achieve with it?
I mean, I hope that it gives someone permission to tell their own story. None of us have a perfect, shiny, beautiful story. And I think that we can really stress ourselves out trying to make things look nice when really the beauty is in being courageous and being vulnerable and telling the parts that are harder to say. And so my hope is that someone will be inspired or perhaps just entertained.
So I have to ask about your book title. It's White Girl in Yoga Pants, Stories of Yoga, Feminism, and Inner Strength. Why white girl?
I picked the title first and foremost because it made me laugh. The book deals with some really heavy themes, and I wanted something that communicated, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. There is some humor. There is some lightness behind all this. And the white girl in yoga pants trope is very relevant to my life. And so... so it felt like there was some truth in it. But also, you know, the book is about yoga, but it's also about what does it mean to be a woman? And then I talk about other issues around identity. I talk about white privilege. I talk about what that means to me and, you know, what I've learned about that. I'm no expert, but I'm trying.
yoga instructor and author Melissa Scott, speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson.